such an honor to talk to you.
Good to hear your show. I listen to it just about every day. What's the difference between me and you?
What's the difference between me and you? 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Stephen Ted in the morning. What's the difference between me and you? 7:45 now here on Halloween morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas National Guard among 5,000 troops President Trump is sending to the southern U.S. border wants to stop those caravans.
Two.
Greg Armand's campaign treasurer resigns to back Democrat Laura Kelly in the Kansas governor race.
One.
U.S. Attorney for Kansas plans to monitor election in Dodge City. One polling place for the entire city. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's increasing, and now we've got some... Now we've got some slower traffic moving right around the North Junction, especially on I-135. Watch out north and southbound right around the I-235 junction. We also have an injury traffic accident. This just came down Murdoch and Stackman Drive, an injury traffic accident.
We're near the park.
Yeah. Murdoch and Stackman Drive traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today at a high of 57 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 39. Thursday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high up to 60. Now a cloudy sky. We've got a north wind at 13 miles per hour and 48 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget that the Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. Not too early to start thinking about those holiday parties. Give them a call at 201-6626, the Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. And just looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar now, not much going on in south-central Kansas. We retain that 20% chance for rain today, as we've been talking about, but most of the showers right now are in a band moving from stretching from southwest to northeast, out around Dodge City, up through Great Bend, right on over to Salina. And nothing going on in Sedgwick County. Reno doesn't look like Kingman, anything going there, or over to Butler and down to the south either. So, but, again, there is a chance for rain in the forecast, and keep you posted on that. Looks like it's going to be okay tonight for trick-or-treating, though. A little chilly, but, you know, that's the way things happen.
Certainly doable.
Yeah. Put on a little extra sweatshirt, whatever you
got. I mean, we've had snowstorms on Halloween. We've had ice on Halloween. We've had torrential rains on Halloween. So I think we can deal with.
I think so.
With
think
tonight, so. Yeah, tonight's gonna be okay.
It was successful yesterday, I believe. That last evening, sometime, my wife was able to successfully put together the costumes, the Halloween costumes for our grandchildren's dogs, Rudy and Pete. What? The rat terriers now have red costumes to wear.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big project.
She's got a lot of time on her hands.
Yeah. Apparently there was some discussion over the phone with my daughter last night about the importance of ironing the costumes.
Oh, my.
This is Shelley at her best.
Oh, my.
Ironing Halloween costumes for dogs.
Mmm.
Mmm. Yeah. A little compulsive, maybe. Okay. Steve and Ted poll question today right
I'm
there.
I'm sure they'll look great.
Oh, yeah. Stunning. I'm sure they'll care, too. At what age should people stop trick-or-treating? The webpage, knssradio.com. 15? 8% say 15. 13% say never. And 79% say you should stop trick-or-treating after the age of 12.
Oh, okay. So
12 comes in number one.
That's a 80%. Solid yeah. Number one. So, yeah, don't take it into your teenage years.
Right. You can be a part of the poll, as always. Go to our webpage, knssradio.com, Steve and Ted poll. Stocks ended the day in the green.
The Dow added an impressive 431 points to close at 24,874. S&P up 41 points at 26,82. The Nasdaq also gained 111 points to close at 71,61. Shares of Amazon fell another 0.5% on the day after losing more than 6% in the previous session. The fall in share prices cut well over $100 billion from Amazon's valuation in just the last 3 days. Shares of Coca-Cola gained 2.5% after the beverage and snack giant reported third quarter earnings and revenue that topped expectations. Shares of pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, though, fell close to 1% after the company reported third quarter earnings that beat expectations but missed on revenue. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Ashley Webster, Fox News.
Facebook stock is down after the company reported a slight revenue miss in its third quarter earnings report. The company had $2.27 billion. Let me repeat this and correct this.
All right.
Company had 2.27 billion monthly users at the end of the quarter.
Okay.
2.25 billion people using Facebook.
Right.
And that's below what analysts were expecting. Facebook says it changed the way it calculates users, leading to the miss. So they missed. U.S. home price gains slowed for the fifth straight month in August as higher mortgage rates have lowered home sales. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index increased just 5.5% in August compared with a year earlier when it was 5.9% gain. So still, you know, the prices are going up, just not as much as people want them to.
Right.
There you go. All right, 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. A prominent local educator is retiring, and editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal has a story for us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the dean of the Martin Business School at Wichita State retiring. Dr. Anand Desai says he'll step down in August after 25 years in higher education. Desai came to Wichita State 3 years ago after serving as associate dean at the Kansas State University Business School. Desai has played an important part in the fundraising process for the new School of Business building at WSU. University of Kansas head basketball coach Bill Self says he's not concerned about any distraction from the Adidas College basketball trial. Self spoke at a KU roundball luncheon in Wichita Tuesday, sponsored by the Williams Fund. Self says the Adidas flap hasn't been a distraction. He says if his team doesn't play well, it's because they don't shoot or pass or rebound well. He says players are not focused on the trial. And diversity, a subject at this week's Career Women Roundtable discussion. Some participants say they find it difficult to drive diversity in their organizations or on their boards. Regina Miller is the owner of Princeton Children's Center and R. Miller Consulting. She urged the other participants to not give up and look beyond any differences to judge people on merit, not on appearance. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So, Bill, I'm going to presume that you're 100% ready for Halloween trick-or-treating tonight. Everything's ready to go, right?
100%, 5x5, I'm ready.
Okay. Halloween costumes for
pets. He's got his Richard Nixon mask ready to go.
Oh.
Oh, I am not a crook.
He's got his Ross Perot ears out of the mothballs ready to go, huh?
Yeah, those are dusty.
You do a good Ross Perot, don't you? Huh?
Now, see, here's the deal.
I can't even see your ears, and I think that's funny. But anyway, you
the flagpole, see who salutes.
You don't do costumes for Halloween costumes for your pets because you got goldfish, and that, you know, wouldn't work too well, right?
Well, I used to have goldfish, Mac. Thank you for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a sore man.
Well, you can always get. Can't
you do that?
Can't you go down and get some more goldfish or something?
Well, I could, but I'm not sure I could take another heartbreak like the last one. So.
Well, there's that.
Cheeseburger was special.
Yeah.
That's right.
What was the other's name? What was the other Fisher's name?
John Fitzgerald Kennedy, yeah.
Oh. Did you hear me? Did you hear us talking a few minutes ago about my wife wanting to iron the costumes for the dogs?
Right, yeah.
That's St. Shelley at her best. I need it to be ironed, you know.
Wants them to look nice.
Rat Terrier's got to look good, you know. Okay. Today is National Magic Day. Are you a magic guy? I mean, you have a magic personality.
My cousin was a great, he was actually internationally known magician,
really?
John Boer. And I got a magic kit from him, and boy, had a fun time with it for a while.
Really? So you're related to a well-known magician. How about that?
You bet. Yeah, my first cousin.
Yeah. Well, my wife makes my paycheck disappear every other Friday. That's pretty good, huh? That was a joke. National Magic Day. Ted, you do any magic at all? You know,
no, I guess I don't.
My grandkids.
I like watching Penn and Teller.
Young grandkids and 5-6-year-old children are fascinated by my disappearing coin trick. You know,
nice.
Put the quarter in one hand and then you put your other hand over the top of it and it disappears. And the first thing you know, you're pulling it out of the kid's ear. You ever done that one?
There you go, yeah.
What happened, Papa? Where'd the quarter go? Yeah.
Wait staff members all over town are less than thrilled with that trick.
That's right. The disappearing gratuity.
Well, it's kind of fun, though. You go to a nice place, a restaurant like that, and have a little fun with them. National Magic Day. When we were kids, my brother Mike, my older brother Mike, was really into magic for a while there. And for Christmas, he got a kit, the Sneaky Pete Magician Kit.
Ooh.
And oh,
sounds like it's code for something.
Had some really, it had a little chamber where you could make something disappear and you could saw somebody in half, you know. Anyway, he put on magic shows for us, and of course we were thoroughly entertained by that.
Nice. Okay.
Did it come with an outfit?
I think it had a little cape, a little top hat, a little wand.
I think it had that. I see that's half the battle right there.
Yeah, you need to dress up as something creepy when you do that. Okay. National Magic Day. All right, thank you guys. 7:55 now. Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted here in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have a report on President Trump's visit to the synagogue where those people were killed in that mass shooting. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yep. Highlights from last night's Wichita State men's basketball win at Coke Arena.
Entertainment news. The blur is on the way. And you said you've got some deaths on this
day. We do have three notable Hollywood folks that passed away on Halloween through the years. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss that coming up in entertainment news at 8:35.
Yeah, we'll have your Halloween traffic and weather. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
It's time for the Shocker Sports Summary brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.